The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Chav Beis. What we had by us in the sugya of Melicha B'Karbonis, we have the Mishnah on the one hand says Le Molach, the Mishnah says is kosher. Not Makim. On the other hand, the Gemara brings the Braisa of Bris Melach Olam. The Gemara brings the Nemakan Bris Melach Olam. The word Bris is found in two contexts in Kuhuna, Bris Melach Olam, Bris Kuhunas Olam. And the Lashon in the Gemara is of the Braisa, Kashem Sheyefshel Karbonis Beloi Kuhuna, Kach Yefshel Karbonis Beloi Melach. It seems like, same way Kuhuna is Makim and Karbonis, Melach is Makim and Karbonis. So the Gemara says, B'Shem Rav Yosef, that the Mishnah and the Braisa are arguing. Abaye comes along and Abaye says no. Abaye says that the Mishnah also holds that Melicha is Ma'akiv. This that we say that the Mishnah is kosher means not that there was no Melicha, but that the Melicha, Abaye postulates, suggests that the Melicha was done by a Zor, not by a Kohen. Ask Rabbi Yosef back, do you think when the Mishnah is talking about Melicha being done by a Zor, and you're telling me that that's not Ma'akiv, is it possible the Melicha was done by a Zor? Melicha has to be done by Mizbeach. V'chisel al-daidecho she-Zor korv legabi Mizbeach. The Melicha is done on Beresh HaMizbeach, like the Gemara tells us. It was done on the Mizbeach. The only one who goes up on the Mizbeach to be Makiv the Karbonis is Kahanim. What does the Zor have to do with there? So when it says Loi Molach Kosher, we're talking about that the Zor did something which is also. So the Chassam Sofer has an interesting theory over here. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Chelek Vov says that based on the Gemara, so what's the problem why it has to be that a Kohen did the Melicha? He says the problem with the Kohen, what comes out from the Gemara's Tshuva of Rabbi Yosef, is that the problem of a Kohen doing is not in the Melicha itself. The problem is in Isser of Knisa, of going into a place. It's like Yisrael going into the Heichel. Or like Yisrael going into the Heichel, a Zor, a Yisrael, is not allowed to go on the Mizbeach, but the problem is a problem in the Melicha. The Melicha is Me'akiv. The Melicha is Me'akiv also to be done by a Kohen. Sorry, the Melicha is not, there's no ikum on the Melicha being done by a Kohen. The problem with the reason why it would have to be a Kohen is only because the one who could do the Melicha, Beresh HaMizbeach, is only a Kohen. He's the only one that could do it practically because of the Isra of entering that space for Yisrael. With that, he explains, he's in the Siach to the Ramban, we mentioned the previous year. The Ramban Allah Torah says, V'kol korban min choscho, that the mitzvah of Melach is a mitzvah labailam. He says, what do you mean? It's mavur in the Gemara by us, it has to be done by a Kohen. Yeah, it has to be done by a Kohen practically, because the Kohen is the only one who can go up where it has to be done before that Krova. But be'etzim, who's the mitzvah and come be done? The Zor. There's no ikuv in the Melicha that it has to be done by a Kohen. That is the way the Chassam Sofer explains. Here it's necessary to make a few points. Tosfos on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph points out that the Melicha Agabe Mizbeach was taken not because of it's a Seder HaKrova, which is Shaykh to, Dafka to a Kohen. It says because it was after the Hagosha, and the Hagosha, the Mincha was already brought up to the Mizbech, so they did the Melicha over there. If it was done, Yisrael can't walk up if he did it, so maybe it was Ivan and Issa of going to a place we shouldn't, but it's not problem, Legabi the Melicha per se. Problem is the Ramban, the Mishnah Melech points out, the Ramban himself holds that the Issa of Yisrael to go up on the Mizbech is only Durabonon. The only issa derais is for Yisrael to go into the Heichel, into the Kodesh proper, but to go bein ulam and bein amizbech, including going up on the mizbech, is only derabonon. So theoretically, if you're dealing with derais and how to learn the psukim, l'cha'oira, we're trying to learn up the Ramban ala Torah, we're dealing with psukim, l'cha'oira, there shouldn't have been any problem whatsoever with the Zor going up. It shouldn't, and like the Ramban says, the mitzvah is ala bailam. On the other hand, the Gemara is dashing the posuk, Legabi Melach being part of the Hakrova, Legabi being part of Kuhuna, that Lechoy is not going to work according to the Ramban. So let's say over here, you saw it, the way the Briskerov, the way it's written, B'Shem the Briskerov in the stencils, and Menochas Daf, Samach Zayin, the Briskerov was Oymed on a stira, a seeming stira in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, in Sherishud Beis, says that Mitzvahs Melicha, the Rambam has a problem counting details. He argues very often on the Bahag that counts details of a mitzvah as mitzvah. The Rambam says that every detail of a mitzvah is part of the Shem Klali of the mitzvah. He says, Melicha is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi, the way we just said in the Rambam, in mitzvah samach beis, malicha b'kabonis is a separate mitzvah. And the Rambam says the reason why that is because malicha is not a specific part of one, like shchita, kabbalah, helocha, zrika, or hazor in various kabbonis. The mitzvah is bringing an oil ha'zayif, so that includes hazor. The mitzvah is bringing a carbon oil ha'behemah, so there's a mitzvah zrika, and so on. Malicha is not part of that because malicha is the same by all kabbonis. So malicha is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. The fact that it's written in Karbon Mincha is not relevant. It's a mitzvah that's done by all Karbonos. It's part of the, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. That's the way the Rambam says. That's why he counts as a separate mitzvah. Behemshech over there, the Rambam argues on the Bahag that counts, like we said, Yitzik, Oblila, Malicha for separate mitzvahs. And he says, the cholhani mi mitzvahs ha-mincha gufahim. They're all details of the mitzvahs mincha. The kulam chelke maisa ha-mincha, maisa ha-mincha b'cholos, nimnu rakha the mitzvah. All the details of Mincha, and he includes in that list Malicha. How do you read the Rambam? On the one hand, he says that Malicha is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. So the Briskirov says that there's two distinct parts of mitzvah Malicha, and we're reading in the Lashon of the Pesukim. There's one mitzvah that's comes from the words of the Pasuk, Al Kol Kabancho Takriv Melach. That is a klol yistika korban. It's not written as a detail of that krovas hakorban. It's written as a klal. The Torah commands us, we bring korbanos, each korban is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. There's a new mitzvah called putting melech on the korbanos. Okay, that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, like the Rambam says. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah klal. It's not part of the specific korbanos. On the other hand, is the pasuk, I'll call this is the part that's part of the Korban Mincha, called Korban Minchoscho Bamelach Timlach, where the Torah says that's part of the Korban Mincha. And that, he says, that's part of the Seidah Krovas Mincha. That's not a Kololistika mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that's inherent in, it's a detail of the Mincha, like Yitzika Blilo Hagosha. And the Briskirov explains, that's why the Rambam in Perikei Meisuri Mizbeach says that Melichanu Korbanus is not Ma'akiv. It's a separate mitzvah. It's not part of the Seder HaKrova. It's a separate mitzvah. You mevatel that mitzvah by not salting the Korban, but it's not part of the Korban itself, which is why it's not Ma'akiv. However, in Mincha, since it's one of the details of Mincha, and it's one of the details that's Mekmitzvah Ve'elich, it's Ma'akiv. It's a detail. It's not a mitzvah of Nei Asmoy, but it's also Ma'akiv, because it's one of the details that's Mekmitzvah Ve'elich. Now let's take this a step further in the Shakav Tai between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, where Rabbi Yosef answers Abaya that it has to be done al gabi amizbeach. If there's a mitzvah, a new mitzvah of all karbonas being offered with melicha, so then that is not a hachono in the korban. That's a separate hakrova, a separate ma'aseh mitzvah, and that makes sense. That's al gabi amizbeach. That's the mokum hakrova. It's part of hakrova's korban, not part of that krov of the specific carbons, but there's a new mitzvah when one is offering a carbon. The only ones who offer the carbon, the only ones who are makriv carbonus are the kahanim. They're on the mizbeach. When they do that, to salt the carbonus, that mitzvah kololus is agave mizbeach. The chelik that's in the mincha specifically, that a chelik of the maisa, haktoras hakmitzo, is that it should be bamelach, that's a detail, a part of the Korban Mincha, that makes sense, that's lamatim yamizbech, because that's a hachono for the kmitza, that's not a separate mitzvah, maisa avoiden hakrova, of hakrova's korbanos with melach. And also, the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah says that we read, leyotzak, lebolal, etc., the melicha is part of that, and it's written before the hagosha, because that's a preparation for the mincha to be offered, that the whole mincha is salted, and the chelek that's hukrav agabe mizbech, the hachona that's done lamata before the hagosha, before the korban is brought up to the mizbech, has melach on it. That's part of the details of the hachon of the korban mincha, specifically the korban mincha, like it's part of the seidah akrov of the korban mincha, the mishnah daf yud ches. And the Sugyan Dav Chof is dealing with something else. The Sugyan Dav Chof is dealing with a separate mitzvahs avoidas melicha, which is a mitzvah klal. So it's a new mitzvah. That's al gabi hamizbech. That's the discussion between Yosef and Abaya. There's no machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah is talking about one mitzvahs mincha, which is the part of the Seidah Akrovas mincha. And the Sugyan Dav Chof is talking about the general mitzvah melicha of all korbonos, which that mitzvah is not makim on the one hand, but it's agabim mizbech, because it's akrova on the other hand. And we understand also the other theory that we asked is melicha kosher bizar or not. If we're talking about one of the details of being meichin a carbon mincha, so that detail, that hachana, that's part of the hachana of the mincha could be done by a zar. It's before kmitza, only mi kmitza ve'elech, mitzvah is kohuna. Masha'enkin, the separate mitzvah of being makriv, a korban, al gabi ha-mizbeach, b'melicha, that of course is only by kehanim. They're the only ones who are makriv korbanos. They're the only ones that are commanded. With that, we understand also that the Ramban that says al kor korban minchoscha is talking about the specific details of being making the korban mincha. That's a mitzvah on the Bailam. The same way the mitzvah of bringing the korban mincha is incumbent on whoever will offer the korban mincha, the kohanim's job is to, their mitzvah is to be makriv when they do their hakrova, they do that with melach. That mitzvah is for sure on the kohanim. That's the sugya of chof. Because that's talking about the general mitzvah, which the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. The part that's inherent in as one of the details in Karb Mincha, which is Ma'akiv in Karb Mincha, and that could be done by a Bailam, that's Kosher Bizar, and that's a mitzvah on the Bailam. So that we understand these two in Yonim are true, the Ramban, and it's also true according to the Rambam. Again, the mitzvah's Melicha is part of the Seder HaKrovas HaMincha, and that's a detail. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. It's a detail of the Karb Mincha. It could be done by a Zar. It's done before the Kmitza. It's not done on the Mizbeach. The Melicha, which is a new mitzvah of being makriv karbonis with a bris melach, that's written in the Pasuk, I'll call karboncha takriv melach, that's a separate mitzvah, that's on the Kahanim. And that's also not ma'akiv, because it's not part of the mincha, it's not part of the carbon, it's a separate mitzvah. When Kahanim bring a carbon, to bring that carbon b'melach. So that's really two parts of carbon mincha, and it's inherent in the psukim that way, because the psukim are written differently. There's the din in mincha, and there's the din in all carbons. Now, we read in the Rambam says that the only carbon that's ma'akiv is in the carbon mincha. And all other carbonis, it's not part of the Seder HaKrova. It's a new mitzvah that's incumbent on the Kahanim offering a carbon to do that, to do a new HaKrova called a HaKrova Bimelach. The detail, the part of the Seder HaKrova mincha is ma'akiv. And that's why we said that has nothing to do with the Kahanim per se. It's ma'akiv. And that's what the Rambam says, that in Karban Mincha, since the Pasuk is written in Karban Mincha, the Torah stresses that there's a separate mitzvah in Mincha. We'll just offer something on a deeper level. Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch says, the Rambam also says this in Torah. So what does this mean, this bris melach oilom of the melach? And it's quite clear symbolically, what does salt represent? Salt is the one thing in the world that has no change. There's no growth. The two things in the world, Lamashal, that are not considered mozon, if a person says that, if a person makes a neder or a shvur with a loshna mozon, mozon is anything that feeds or can be fed, etc., etc. The one thing in the world, besides for water, which is not a form of vegetation, animal life, anything, the one thing that's part of a person's meal but has absolutely nothing to do with being mozon, nothing to do with vegetation, is salt. Salt is a chemical. And the Torah refers to salt as the bris oilom, the bond, the covenant of oilom, of something that's never changing. Bris kuhunas oilom, bris melach oilom. It's something that's never changing. What's never changing about salt? So Rabbi Hirsch explains that if the carbon represents a person being makriv himself on the Mizbeach, and we explained that a carbon mincha means that a person is not makriv himself. There's no dam, there's no chelev in a carbon mincha. What there is a person is offering his physical possessions, the world of his nechosim, the world of his nesochim / nechosim, the world of his b'chol mi'oidecha on the mizbeach. That's what a carbon mincha is. At every stage in life, where every person and every generation, there's a different type of mesiris nefesh that's necessary. Some dairies, sometimes there's a mesiris nefesh necessary in a person's possessions. Sometimes mesiris nefesh we're asked to give our lives. Things are ever changing, and the nisyonos of life are also ever changing. So if a person's an Eved Hashem, and he's flexible enough to always be dealing with the nisyonos as they come up, there's also a risk of losing focus that there's a certain quality in Avodas Hashem that's never changing, that's everlasting. Life is an unfolding of events. So life treats us in ways that are ever changing. the avoida that we have from day to day, from week to week, from generation to generation, from person to person is always different. The nisyonis that we have, the struggles that we have, the successes that we have, the failures that we try to avoid, all that is all relative, it's all ever-changing. But there's a constant quality of bris olam, of something that's never-changing. A focus on being dedicated to Ratzon Hashem without any changes. There's a certain bris olam which is necessary in the struggle and the toil of relative avodas Hashem, of avodas Hashem which is ever-changing. That quality is in all korbanos, and that's called the bris olam. Says Rabbi Hirsch that the reason why by Karban Mincha there's a separate mitzvah which is inherent in the Seida Akrovis Mincha is because the place where relativity is most a threat in a person's life is in the world of Parnosa. Mitzvahs, Masen Tovim, Hashkofos, Torah, and Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, a person could keep himself with a certain bris olam. But in the world of Parnosa, a person always has to change. You know, the technology of yesterday is not the technology of tomorrow. And the cutting edge of the year 2014 is totally outdated by the year 2016, maybe even by the year 2015. So when a person wants to be successful in the world of Panos, he has to be in a state of ever ready to change. You could lose your value system when you're constantly in a state of flux, in a state of change. In Karban Mincha, part and parcel, inherent, and it's ma'akiv, and it's mitzvah on the Bible that brings the Karban Mincha is to bring that b'melech. There has to be that quality of bris oilam is inherent and it's ma'akiv in the Karban Mincha. That's some oimik of what Rabbi Hirsch likes to the Indian of Melicha b'Kabbonis b'Chlal, the Indian of Melicha in Karban Mincha b'Frat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.